I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. All of us need some well-timed humor and frivolity in our lives. Laughter, whether a quiet chuckle or a full-throated guffaw, helps us cope with life's inevitable dark moments and can help us avoid taking ourselves and others too seriously. The poet E.E. Cummings once famously wrote, "The most wasted of all days is one without laughter." And that's what we hear from this week's essayist, Mike Fink.
Freedom, liberty, Western democratic values. These vague terms leave me wondering, what do I believe? My answer will sound frivolous, but I believe in Popeye and Olive Oil, in Little Abner and Daisy May, in Blondie and Dagwood, in Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland. In other words, in the pop culture of my boyhood. Popeye and Olive, she is the only girl in the world. She's shrill, vain, scrawny, flat-chested, with ugly boots on big feet. Popeye, bald and toothless, can't pronounce anything properly, has no biceps, only muscles from elbows to wrists, unless he swallows a commercial can of spinach. My four little granddaughters line up on the couch beside me and computer access the old Popeye cartoons, which we watch together. In one episode, Olive is overweight, and Popeye has to subject her to appalling gym machines to bring her back to the olive oil we all admire. Lil Abner shows no interest in gorgeous Daisy May, who pines away for him, the only boy in the world. He shares with Dagwood a preference for naps in the hammock. Judy Garland is crazy about Mickey, who, like Fred Astaire, is all business and art, in love first and foremost with the audience. What has all this to do with Western ethics? Maybe not much. Perhaps I am a mere dilettante, as my leftist aunt declared about me. I was and still am searching for something American. Not to win in a competition, only to be able to take my scissors and the funny pages, to cut out my joke of the day and put it in my pocket. Yes, I read the Providence Journal daily and loyally, and the diminished comic sections first and most of all. I prefer my humor not online, but on table with my cornflakes. I take my pick of the morning back page cartoons to the table at a coffee house or the bar at the cocktail pub and show it to whoever cares to pass a moment with me. I explain why I find in a tiny square of newsprint a hint of philosophy, freedom of expression, and a celebration of American freedom and our pursuit of happiness. I used to cut out the funnies and send them to my GI uncles overseas. I pasted the funnies on love letters to the girl I married. They have always figured in my victories. Thoreau said, "In wilderness is the preservation of the world." I give it a twist and say, "In laughter is the preservation of the world." That's what I believe so far.
Mike Fink is an English professor at the Rhode Island School of Design. He has written columns in a wide range of local and national magazines and earned the Providence Journal's Metcalf Award and the National Conference for Community Justice Award, as well as the Never Again Award for Journalism. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.